show on a potentially huge day. It is a Canucks game day, but is it a series ending day? We'll get into it all today. Coming to you live from the Kintec studio. Kintec, Canada's favorite orthotics provider, powered by thousands of five-star Google reviews. Sore feet? What are you waiting for? Find your perfect fit at kintec.net. The People's Show is brought to you by Applewood Mitsubishi. Mitsubishi's 10-year, 160,000-kilometer powertrain warranty is bold, but they have over 100 years to back it up. Details at Applewood Mitsubishi in the Richmond Auto Mall. Get involved with the show, 650-650. How are your vibes on a Game 5 game day? 650-650 into our Dunbar Lumber text message inbox. Dunbar Lumber, three stores to serve you in Ladner on Bridge Street, Dunbar Lumber Express at Ladner Center, or Arbutus in Vancouver, online at DunbarLumber.com. You can also give us a call, 604-280-0650, 1-888-275-0650. Feeling excited? Feeling anxious? Feeling nervous? Feeling enthralled? What are you feeling right now on a Game 5 when the Canucks could win a series on home ice for the first time in 13 years? It's been a minute. Dom, you feeling good about it?
I have a funny feeling they'll win in overtime today.
Funny feeling.
I just have a hunch.
Yesterday, you were feeling pessimistic about it. Today, you're feeling great about it.
I blow with the wind.
Change your mind. You change your mind.
Yeah.
Hey, I flip-flop
like a pancake.
We're pro, you know, changing your mind on the show. It's fine. As long as you can back it up.
I'm not beholden to any take, Bick.
Precisely, right? New information becomes privy. You as you said, go with the wind. Right, you're finding new course.
Mm-hmm. I'm also a tad sad.
Sad?
It's Victor and I's last day working together.
Oh no!
So I have to relish this opportunity.
Sure.
You're gonna have to watch soccer with him in my absence.
I will not have to do anything of that nature. That is by no means in my job.
I'm gonna be
job description
subjecting Ben and Elon to. To copious amounts of Premier League and Champions League.
That's great. Have we announced this, or are we doing the thing?
I didn't think I was important enough to announce
it. Oh, yeah, you know, last week.
You're part of the family.
Last week, you're moving on to newer pastures. We
Judas.
Don't see where, but you are moving on, so we're excited for you. But nevertheless, yes, Victor's last week here with us at Sportsnet 650. You can tell he's competing hard because he's still hitting all the right buttons.
Yeah.
That's a mark of a true competitor right
he's
there.
He's the Connor Garland of Sportsnet 650. There might be trade rumors out there, but he's still going hard in the paint.
All right. Wait, why is it last day? Are you not here tomorrow? What's going on?
He's not here tomorrow.
Oh, I see. And you're not right.
And then I'm not in the studio Thursday and Friday.
Because right. Dom produces a little other podcast.
32 Thoughts.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't. All right. You also produce this show and you do the tea. Let's get to it. Actually, really quickly, I mentioned things on the show. Yannick Hansen coming up as Tuesday, as always. Also, Jeremy Colleton in like 5-6 minutes.
Yeah.
Going to join us as well from the Abbey Canucks, who are thriving as well.
There isn't a lot of tea to break down here, Bick, but two crucial points. Reports today flying abound that Artur Shelov will start in net. However, after the morning skate, Ian Clark and Rick Tocchet doing their best to smokescreen the situation. What do we make of tonight's starting goaltender?
Playoff gamesmanship. He even kind of said it with a wry smile himself when he met with media today. Playoff gamesmanship. It feels like Artur Shelov.
I bet it's a switcheroo.
The old bait and switch?
Yeah.
The old Princess Diaries?
Yeah.
The battle of wits has commenced?
Yes.
I don't know. It feels like Artur Shelov. We'll see what happens, obviously, if it is a true game-time decision. But I don't know. I feel like I'd be surprised. He played well. They both played well, to their credit, to their capabilities. But I feel like it'll be Artur Shelov.
You know what's going to happen. Tolopilo.
Just out of nowhere.
By God, that's Tolopilo's music.
Yeah. No, come on. It should be Shelov.
Does it matter?
Probably not, because the Canucks have defended so well. That's the thing. They've defended so well, and we've talked about all the struggles And things, you know, it hasn't been smooth. They've been close games, and you know, 12 seconds to win game one, and the final 4 minutes there to win game four. It's been difficult. But the thing that, you know, the Canucks haven't really been pushed is in their own zone. The Preds have gotten their opportunities, of course, and they've had leads. But by and large, I've been very impressed with the Canucks' defense so far this series. And I look at tonight, goaltending, I'll make my bold prediction right now rather than wait till the end of the show. Canucks win in five. They wrap it up today. And goaltending, Shelov's DeSmith, for me, it hasn't really defined the series in any which way. And the Canucks' struggles so far this year, or this series, has really been defined by their own play, not necessarily anything Nashville has done, because when they've needed to, they have managed to torque it up and swing the game in their favor in rapid moments. And for me, Nashville just hasn't defended well enough. Canucks can problem solve that, and if they take care of their own end, they'll be fine.
And the last bit of tea from today, Andrew Brunette hinting that the Preds will make one lineup change tonight just to change things up. Will it matter?
But he didn't say what.
Didn't say what. Again, gamesmanship.
Sure. Like, unless they have some secret weapon they've been holding back, right? It's not like Ryan O'Reilly's coming out of the lineup or something. You can make a lineup change, but they lack firepower. They've got, like, a Forsberg. They've got an O'Reilly. But overall, to me, like, one of the things that stands out of this series, too, what's defined it is, in clutch moments, like, there's Brock Besser at the end of a game. The Preds are missing even, like, a second guy at that level of Brock, let alone a JT, let alone Elias Pettersson. They're missing a couple of bodies here to be able to compete with the Canucks. So if you make a lineup change, it's further down your lineup. We're talking about someone that might get, you know, 12, 13 minutes, unless they Johnny on the spot, you know, create something. But by and large right now, I came into this Preds in five, Canucks in five, and you know, I feel only emboldened as this series has gone on. You get a moment of panic when Demko goes down. You think, all right, maybe Canucks in six, but for me, make your lineup change. But I don't know what the Preds' counterpunch here is that's really going to swing it in their favor.
Before Jeremy Calton calls us here, after another night of hockey and basketball watching,
mm-hmm.
have you changed your mind on the first round?
Hey, the Vegas Stars are kind of holding their own to make it compelling. But we said over-under, how many 2.5 game sixes, right? Well, the Lightning are out now. So two series are down, six to go. We get one game six because Dallas comes from behind in a big way against the Golden Knights. And that was a fantastic game. That moment where McNabb throws a hit, turns into the middle of the ice, and here comes the steamroller of Jamie Benn unloading and dropping McNabb in quick succession, that was unreal. There have been some physical series, and they're all physical come playoff time. For me, Vegas and Dallas has been the physical series. The big one among them. That is big boy hockey that's being played in that series, but it's 2-2. But that Tampa game last night got out of hand real fast. And look at that one. It says wasn't as compelling. And that's the fear when you got 3-1, 3-1, 3-1 all across the board here. Canucks with the 3-1, and they'll have their chance to wrap things up tonight. Of course, you'll hear it here on Sportsnet 650. Sat and Dan will have your pregame show, Batch and Randeep, with the call. Myself, Bick Nizar, and then Sat and Brett Festerling will join us on the post-game show as we wrap it up Game 5 later today. Good news all across the organization right now. The Abs for Canucks thriving as well after their first-round series win over Colorado. Let's chat to the Abs for Canucks head coach Jeremy Calton, the Abbey Farm Report presented by David L. Young of Dexter Realty. Jeremy, how are you?
Good, Vic. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Congratulations on the series win, and your thoughts on the series. And if you learn anything about this group, that you overcome it and get ready for the next round.
Yeah, it was a really tight, hard-fought, competitive series. all year when we played these guys. We played Colorado 8 times, so we knew very well it was going to be a big challenge, and I think they knew as well. And we tried. We made a pretty big push to get home ice. Ended up not, you know, we lost on a tiebreaker, so we ended up having to go there for 3 games. So that was a big mountain to climb, but I thought we were really resilient throughout the series, and we certainly had some excellent stretches where we controlled the play, but there was also times where they did, and we're under pressure in their rink. It's a tough, thick rink to play in. It's a full building, big atmosphere, and I thought we bent but didn't break at times. Got some good goaltending at key moments, but I think it was resiliency again. I feel that we showed a lot of character to stick with it and fight through it, and end up getting the big overtime win. I mean, we've lost one game in regulation in our past 18 or so,
mm-hmm.
and we're playing well. We're playing tight. We're playing a playoff style, and when we do that, just to give you a chance to come through in the end, you're always in the game. We've done a good job of that.
Use that word resilient. It's something I wanted to bring up with someone like Archdeep Baines, because at the end of the tail end of the season, right, you kind of get yo-yoed there, going up to the big club, coming back down, and that can hurt a spirit of an athlete or a player, but it seems like he's taking it in stride and having a fantastic playoff so far.
Yeah, it's supposed to be hard. It's not easy to win. It's not easy to play at the highest level. There's a lot of people who want to do it. The standard is incredibly high, and I think when your guys go through it and fight through it and they come out the other side, they're better for it. And, we have some guys who, they were part of our playoff experience last year. They played 2 rounds. It was incredibly competitive and tight. They're taking that experience with them into this year, and it's allowing them to know what to expect and understand what it's going to take. And so hopefully we can use it to push a little bit further. And each game they play, every situation they can be in, it's only going to help them. So really, proud of the group so far, but by no means is anyone complacent. And Baines is a great example. They want more.
Your captain has been showing up as well, Chase. The leadership that he's shown, and also scoring some pivotal goals as well for you as well. And of course, leadership is a total group effort. But can you speak to his effort so far as well through the first round?
Yeah, he's the type of player. He just does a lot of little things well that add up to winning. They don't always show up on the score sheet, but he's someone he can rely on when the chips are down. And I think, last year in the playoffs, he really showed that. He played a ton of minutes for us. And this year, again, we're playing a bit of a short bench up front. And so there's probably 8 or 9 of them who are playing a lot, and he's one of them. And I think it's nice for him to score, obviously. And that was a big goal for us to win the series, but it's not about that. And that's part of the message to every single player we have. Our offensive guys, you may be the best player in the series and you don't have a point. That's possible. It's more, is what you're doing leading to winning? Are you pushing the ball forward for the group? And I think that's something to learn when the more playoff games you play.
How important is that mentality they kind of just mentioned there, right? That even if you're not producing, right, the team still's got a common goal right now, and it's not the regular season, and there's not a long runway to kind of work things out and try to try things. It's, hey, tonight, it's we got to end on the right side of the scoreboard after 60 minutes.
Yeah, and that's, again, when you experience it, that's when you finally get it.
Right.
Someone can tell you and show you and talk about it. And maybe you absorb it in some way, but until you live it, that's when it really gets into your bones and your spine. And, we've talked about, all season, we try to have that mentality where it's about the when you're on the ice, are the things you're doing leading to winning for the team? And it may be that, you're not the one who ends up putting the puck in at the end, but you can still be a huge driving force. Maybe it was a shift before. You got us out of the zone, and you finished in the offensive zone, or you drew a penalty, or, whatever it may be. And the more guys who can do that for your team, the more forwards and D that you can put in your rotation that are you know, giving you positive shifts, then you got a team.
Talking to Jeremy Colleton, the Abbotsford Canucks head coach, as they get ready for round two with the Ontario Reign. The goaltending with the big club has been the big story in the playoffs here, but it doesn't live in a silo. It obviously impacts your coaching decision as well. But Sochenko has stepped up in a big way. And you know, how have you handled the juggling of the goalie uncertainty?
Yeah, well, first of all, we got to give a ton of credit to Sochenko for how he's prepared throughout the year. With, you know, limited reps, limited practice time, no games. That's just, it's hard. You know, third goalie, it's difficult to give them what they need to prepare. You got to really focus on the guys who are getting in the lineup. So, you know, he did a great job of getting himself ready for his chance. And he's played really well down the stretch for us in the season and certainly in the playoffs. He's a big part of our success. And I think, I don't think the group, like, they have a lot of confidence in him. And I think overall, getting back to the resiliency that we showed in the playoff series, I think we have that mentality, like, we're just going to keep going. And I think we need that in the playoffs. You can't get too high or too low or worried about who's in for them or not. Like, you know, game one, like, we kind of had an idea of who was going to be playing for them and do the pre-scout meeting and, you know, post their lines and whatever. And then they send down Hunt and Wagner and Prospetov, you know, like that. But it doesn't matter. You know, like, it's ultimately, you know, the guys on the ice, who's going to pay the price more to win. And I think our group, you know, they embrace that. So full credit to them.
Is that a testament, too, to the goaltending staff? We've been spending some time here. You're talking about Ian Clark, obviously Marco Turinius, with you guys as well. Just the entire goaltending department, that, you know, these hiccups are going to arrive at pivotal times, and yet the goalies are capable and ready. I imagine a great credit to the goaltending staff as well.
No question. I mean, I see Marco every day. You know, he's been doing everything he can to prepare these guys, you know, whether it's Artie or Nikita Sochenko. You know, now it's Lemieux, Jonathan Lemieux. He's with us now, and Marco's getting him ready, because you never know. And so that's, again, getting back to the mentality. You never know when you're going to get your opportunity, so you've got to stay ready. You can't take for granted taking days off or, you know, I'm not going to get a chance, because then the chance comes. And so, yeah, Marco's been great, incredible work ethic, and I think you're seeing that.
What are your initial impressions getting ready for Ontario?
Yeah, we know these guys well. Just as Colorado, we played them 8 times, so mm-hmm. we're very familiar with the game. They got some high-end offensive players, Tynan, Pogano. Like, they can really punish you if you turn pucks over or if you give them too much space. They got an excellent power play, Brant Clark. One of the, you know, he's a really promising defenseman for them. You know, it'll be a big challenge for us. But the deeper you go in the playoffs, you start to just learn what it is, you know, what the challenge is. And so, you know, we're aware of them, but we got to get to our game. You know, we get to our game. That's we want to force them to play at our tempo, and we want to dictate the pace of things. And if we do that, we'll be in a good position.
Things get going for you tomorrow in Ontario, and then back home Wednesday, Friday, and if necessary, Sunday as well. You can go to abby.com/tickets. Actually, before we let you go here, Jeremy, short sample size there. Obviously, LeCara Mackey shows up, but also you're getting a look at Elias Pettersson. Canucks fans always texting in about updates about them. What were your initial impressions of them as well?
Yeah, I mean, so good that they could come here and experience it and be part of it. We're able to get them quite a few games in the regular season there. Got a couple of playoff games as well. Mm-hmm. So that's one anyway. And he's still right there. Like, even Minho, like, he's in our main group. He's part of all the preparation. He's been taking warm up. He only played the one game in the regular season. But just being around it and seeing the level and what it takes to play in the playoffs is so valuable. So, the longer we can go, the more opportunity for them to soak it in and hopefully play. We'll see what happens.
Jeremy, really appreciate it. Safe travels and best of luck in the series.
Thanks so much. Talk to you later.
It's Jeremy Colleton joining us here from the Abbotsford Canucks, the head coach, as they get ready for round two as well against Ontario. Again, home games on the way over in Abbotsford. Playoff hockey everywhere in the Lower Mainland. Wednesday, May 8th, the 10th, and the 12th over at abby.com/tickets. Abby Farm Report brought to you by David L. Young of Dexter Realty. Here, there, everywhere. Visit homes by davidlyoung.com. Wasn't that the chant too in Ted Lasso with Roy Kent? Roy Kent, he's there. He's there. He's
yeah.
everywhere. I can't say the full chant because there was language in it, but it's a good shout there. Good shout. All right, on the other side, we are going to talk to Yannick Hansen. We'll talk to Yannick about a bunch of stuff, not just the Canucks. He'll be on later today as well on the pregame show at 6:30 with Sat and Dan as well. So we'll touch on some of the other series as well. But Tampa, they're ousted. End of an era, it feels like, over in Tampa Bay. That look, you do what they've done in of recent Stanley Cup champions. They kind of have a piece of my heart. Like, I felt like they perfected competing. Every champion's got to go through everything, but they pushed it to some significant limits. And the way Hedman plays and Stamkos kind of revamping his game kind of in the second half of his career, becoming like a, not a Crosby-level grinder, but that element in his game, because it felt like he was just a goal scorer for long stretches. And after the way that they were swept in Columbus and they come back and just look like a totally reformed team, here comes the emergence of Braden Point and Cirelli and all these guys. It just felt like that was an ultra-competitive team. They get to three cup finals, and now they lose twice in first rounds. And it just feels like a chapter of the NHL was kind of closed last night as they get bounced. And Stamkos' contract obviously running out. See if he comes back, even though some words yesterday from John Cooper saying like, hey, belongs here. But it feels like, you know, for me, it's like that to me, that team was like part of NHL lore. Go back to back, of course, but the way they did it really stood out. And for me, like, raised the level of a bunch of teams. They pushed Colorado to be the best version of themselves. And you got a fantastic, obviously, cup final then. But it was a little sad seeing the Tampa Bay Lightning go out so meekly in a way.
Isn't it funny how we're getting the end of an era of a bunch of things almost seemingly at the same time?
Right.
Tampa going out, Crosby Ovechkin right. going out, LeBron, KD, Steph going out, Warriors going out.
Such is the passage of time, man.
But to have it all parallel so neatly?
Right.
Very interesting.
Very, very interesting right now, but we'll see what else happens tonight if some other series come to a close. That is elimination night. Toronto. Islanders.
Another end of an era. If they lose, Bick?
They find a way to keep running it back.
No, no.
It probably
no.
won't be. But Toronto, Islanders, Winnipeg, Nashville, all on the brink. Will any of them stave off elimination? It's staving season. My favorite words, only get to use it in May and in June. Staving season. Well, we'll talk to Yannick about the Leafs as well and some big boy hockey between the Stars and the Golden Knights. All in the way here, Yannick Hansen coming up. Playoff coverage brought to you by Threadco Print Shop. Take your brand to the next level. Check out Threadco Print Shop for screen printing and embroidery for a seamless experience from start to finish. From start to finish, visit ThreadcoPrint.com. More on the way. Home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.